your morning team show on WSGW, the day before Halloween.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
That took Vincent Price one take in the studio. Just one take.
You let the whole thing play out? I think we
Why
have
not?
To. We have to. We've gone this
here
far.
Here it is, yeah. Here we go.
The foulest stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
All right, I'm officially terrorized. Vincent Price and Michael Jackson's Thriller. One take, you say, huh?
Yeah, that was one take, right.
Impressive.
Yeah. Kind of disappointed I have not watched House of Wax yet. Halloween's right around the corner, the classic Vincent Price film.
Was there a better person that kind of, I don't know, what I'm looking for?
It personified scary movies. Yeah, he really did.
With his look, with his sound.
And, of course, though, you also get to see him in The Ten Commandments every spring.
That's true, too.
Versatile actor he was.
He certainly was. 743 on WSGW. Don't recall him laughing as much as like that.
No.
In Ten Commandments. Dave, Pat, and Charlie along online and on air. Thank you for joining in. We are so pleased you're here as we broadcast out of studios that we have for you. And a show sponsored by Sound Asleep Lab. Remember our Sound Asleep Lab. If you need a diagnosis for your sleep disorder and get it treated, do so properly with your two board-certified sleep physicians or two nurse practitioners. SoundAsleepLab.com. Search out online and find the locations in Saginaw, Bay City, Midland, and Mount Pleasant. A little Halloween treat there, I guess we could say, for you. Tomorrow is Halloween, I know. But for two football teams, it is going to be a day of a treat for one team and a, dare we say, a trick for another.
Yeah.
Michigan State, the backyard brawl, the battle between brothers, ready to go tomorrow. Kickoff at high noon broadcast time, 11 o'clock on WSGW 790 AM. Seems weird talking about Michigan State football in this very weird season.
Yeah.
Well, I see you have your Mason Blue on.
I do.
You got a haircut.
I did.
Yeah,
I did.
Very good.
Yeah,
very nice.
Yeah. I had to do something. It was getting in my eyes and just
that's okay.
I was looking kind of gangly.
So the battle for Paul Bunyan tomorrow.
I think we've said it before, but I think it's worth saying again. One of the ugliest trophies in college football. Sorry, Paul, but it just doesn't do you well.
It's also a funny trophy.
It is. Yeah. It is. A little homage to the lumbering of the state of Michigan and such. Who knows? I know you made your prediction yesterday. If you're listening to Pat's Pigskin Prognostications, you and, dare I say, others of analysis suggest that Michigan should win this game, and some say rather handily.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll find out. Whenever it's a rivalry game, throw the stats out the window, they say. I know Michigan State wants to throw a stat out the window. I didn't realize this. Somebody actually, we were talking yesterday about how positive it is for the Detroit Lions, who have not fumbled once in the first six games of the season.
Yeah, that's great.
Which sets a new NFL record as far as starting a season. No other team in history. I mean, how cool is that for the Lions? And somebody sent me a message, you do realize that the Spartans fumbled six times in one game on Saturday.
Yes. And they're not known for that. Yeah.
Yes. And they had seven turnovers overall, six fumbles and an interception.
Yep.
No wonder why they lost to Rutgers so badly. I mean, I knew they played poorly. I just didn't have a sense of it because I didn't look at the stats or anything. I really didn't pay attention to, to what was going on. Wow.
Yeah. Right. So you think if they can cut that in half.
At least.
That's improvement.
You fix that and you get it, you know, it's hard to win anything. Yeah. I don't care what team you are. Turning the ball over seven times, that's not a winning formula at all.
No. No, and you know what, though? I think Michigan State fans, they're willing to give Mel Tucker some time here. I mean, he was hired late after last year, and then, of course, COVID just knocked everything awry. So, I mean, it's pretty tough for him right now, behind the eight ball. Give him a couple years, see what happens.
And as I think positive Mark D'Antonio was for Michigan State the last couple of years, it was a little bleak and wasn't leaving much behind for Mel Tucker.
Yeah, right.
So
correct. Correct. So, and hey, Spartan fans can always point to, I think it was the 1991 year when Michigan was ranked number one and the Spartans walked in the Michigan Stadium and walked out with the victory. That's where Desmond Howard dropped the 2-point conversion.
Well, that's the one where the penalty wasn't called.
That's right. Yes. Well, listen to that. That's how, a Michigan fan's perspective.
That. Yeah,
that's right.
Tripped in the end zone.
But yeah, Desmond dropped the ball and MSU won that game. You never know.
You don't know.
That's why they play the game.
You have to play the game. Mm-hmm. Paper is one thing. Playing on the field is another.
Right.
Well, with note on that, it's time to play what we like to play for you in order to give Michigan fans and Spartan fans a chance to sing along and to cheer for your team at the appropriate time. Thanks to the Saginaw Choral Society, circa 1992.
Good luck, Maize and Blue. Good luck, Green and White.